This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everyone. You're on the Curve Corner this morning with Andy Lekunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice. And I ain't never had a bad day in my damn life.
Oh, there it is. And this is Noluthando Nkosi, a.k.a. the Thick God. Happy birthday, Mr. AK.
Nah, I mean, it can't be a better day, eh? To say I'm cool as ice and twice as nice.
Yeah.
It's a little hot in here, though.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
Oh, whoa.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Mm.
Hey, did you hear that song? It's yo. Oh.
Like, it touches your every body.
It does the things for me.
Yeah.
It really does. It really does. Listen, so today we're talking about online publications and how they're taking over what we read.
Yeah. Or just the digital era.
Yeah, well, digital era in general. But really what I want to get into is how your IOLs of this world and how we've started reading blogs, Gakulu, and how... like the news are actually being curated from social media as well.
I know, it's the craziest thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
amazing that people's news sources.
Yeah, the sources is social media.
Social media.
Which is,
if it trends, it makes front page.
Exactly. And it really isn't a trustworthy source.
Well, no, but I mean, if you've got pictures, you've got evidence, right? So I mean,
yes, sir. But I mean, you know, with Photoshop and all of that kind of stuff, you never really know.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes front page, and then we can dispute later.
Yeah, did you see Ula Sizwe?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was harsh. Drum put it up, okay?
Do you really think it was harsh? I mean, I saw quite a few people saying that Okanye Mbao actually did him
a favor.
And I guess she was the responsible adult in the...
just schooling him.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mthembe, she could have
schooled him on the side.
Yeah. Just my boy, come here.
Just come here.
Yeah, yeah. She could have done that.
Delete those tweets, delete the Instagram
posts. And this is why you should.
Yeah.
But maybe she's also just sending a message to the young kids out there, because everyone lives this life.
Yeah.
On social media, right?
Yeah.
Where it's just, and I understand with social media, you obviously you only post what you want people to see.
Of course.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Some people forget that, but essentially you should post what you would like people to see.
Yeah, you post what you think is hot.
Yeah. So this is an adult who's been through her own publicity, whatnot.
But was social media that big when she was going through her stuff? I don't think so.
No.
She would have killed us on Instagram with them Lamborghinis when she still had them.
Yeah, Baba.
She would have killed.
But she was killing us on traditional media.
Yeah, she was making. But she's a boss, though.
She was making.
Shout out to Kanye Mbao. She's a boss. I dig her. You can't knock the hustle.
You cannot knock the hustle.
Yeah. Listen, so. You know, traditional companies, like from way back then, industrialists, basically.
Yeah.
Generally, their growth spurt takes anywhere from 10 to about 30 years in order for them to be an incredible behemoth of a company.
Yeah.
And then you fast forward a couple of years later to what we have now, where BuzzFeed went from no turnover to over $1 billion in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the advantage of all digital media?
Yeah, look, I think it's a new era, and people need to wake up.
Yeah,
like digital has been the buzzword for the longest time.
Since
the internet.
Yeah,
and people have not really taken the time to grasp what that actually means for them as individuals, and for what their future then, you know.
Yeah.
What happens in their future.
Yeah.
Because this is not just initially you said, yeah, publications and the likes of BuzzFeed and I mean, we've seen and read about all the retrenchments, for instance, that are happening with the major companies, you know. And it's not just newspapers.
And it's robots. Robots are taking over the world.
Well,
NetBank is retrenching 10,000 people because of a robot.
How many branches did APSA close?
Yeah, I don't know, but tons.
Yeah.
Robots.
In the last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just goes to show people that it's not a cool kid thing. You know, the digital era is not for the millennials. It's not for a certain type of people. It's for everyone. And and you need, we actually need to start thinking out of the box. We need to start thinking, what does it mean for me and my career or what I'm studying right now? Because nothing has changed in how we plan our futures for some people, you know? So you still go to school with the same model that your parents went to school with.
Sure.
I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get myself a job. I'm going to, you know, and being a lawyer still means to certain people what being a lawyer meant back in the
back
day.
Then,
but does it really? Does it mean, do you think lawyers are going to be working out of offices?
I don't know.
For the rest of...
I would like my lawyer to work out of an office.
Well, that's because that's all you know. You don't know lawyers that don't work out of an office.
I guess so. But
you know,
the thing is, I once met with this dodge lawyer here in Rivonia, funny enough.
And this, you think, guy, you meet them in the north and they'll be legit.
I could not trust him. No ways was I working with that guy. And he had an office. It's just that it was just dodge. His demeanor was dodge. The way he was dressed was dodge.
So his office did absolutely nothing for him.
Yeah.
But if you found a lawyer that was working out of his boot and had the business ethic that you needed from a lawyer, you would trust him?
Ah, no. Why does he not have
what,
a lawyer?
What is an office these days, Andy? It's your laptop. Before, you needed a PC, which you needed to
which
be
was
plugged
bulky
in.
And
one, humongous. It was bulky. Number two, there's no extension cord long enough for you to drive around Gauteng.
With that PC.
You know? So once the laptop was introduced and Wi-Fi was introduced.
Yes.
Or what are those things?
Dongles.
Once those were introduced, your office became something else. You're an entrepreneur. Where do you work from?
From my laptop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's your laptop? Wherever you are.
Yeah.
So where's your office? Wherever you and your laptop are.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? Why I'm saying people need to start thinking about their futures and what the digital era means for them. If we are now reading blogs and not going to the heritage brands for news. I think people are in trouble.
And I mean, Jonik is dying. Did you see in Rosebank they removed the entire building? I don't know what that's about, but
I don't know. Maybe they've just moved.
It's scary.
I hope they've just moved.
In any case,
that was a mammoth of a building.
Yeah. You got a online magazine.
Yeah.
Right? What's it called? Curve Loving, right? Curveloving.co.za. Tell me about that one.
So
growing up, did you think that you'd be in a digital business?
No. And this is why I'm saying witty people need to start thinking differently, right?
Yeah.
I was one of those people who thought very traditionally my future.
Sure.
And I found something that I was really passionate about, which was body positivity a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So I started a blog, you know.
Okay.
Initially, it was all based on me and my thoughts and, you know, which is always great because you write what you feel.
Yes, yes.
And don't have to think about anyone else. And I mean, it caught on. It was amazing to see the amount of people that it resonated with.
What's body positivity? I want to understand all of that.
Body positive. So we've all been taught that there's, whether directly or indirectly, that there's a certain mold that you need to fit into.
Yeah.
And that mold could be based on the way that you look, you know, the way that you think or whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it's based on outward appearance. So,
sure.
There's always the cookie cutter girl that, you know, speaking from a woman's perspective, I know guys have their own issues, but I cannot speak for guys.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little baby fat.
I found that a lot of the time I haven't found women that look like me.
Okay.
You know, there's always like I said, the cookie cutter, where it's a certain size with a certain hair color, with a certain this and a certain that I could never aspire to unless I wanted to undergo like heavy plastic surgery or really just be something that I'm absolutely not.
Or be completely anorexic.
Which, no thanks. Food is good, guys.
But your hips still won't go down.
And they still won't lie. So, I started this thing, you know, just as an outlet. And it grew and people absolutely loved it.
Okay.
And only, about 2 years ago, a year ago, I then decided to turn it into an online magazine.
Now, okay. So, were you reading blogs at the time?
Yeah, plenty. But they were all American.
Okay. Are you reading any South African blogs?
I'm finding them now, yeah.
Online magazines right now. Like what?
Yeah. Well, I've got for different things.
What's your do you like follow food?
Food
is a big one.
There's a girl called Teboho who writes the Average South African blog, which is amazing.
I've heard about that. Actually, I've seen it. I think I'm subscribed to it.
No, it's really cool. It's really cool. And I mean, people like that, you know, I've played in the advertising game and I've, you know, I was a marketer by profession.
Sure.
So I tend to take what I read in the media with a pinch of salt because that sales need to be made or whatever.
Yes, yes.
So I also found solace in reading blogs because you find
it's like a first person experience.
That's it. And these are people that are not going to be afraid to say to you, listen, when you walk through this type of market, you need to hold on to your bag.
Yes,
don't sleep here. Actually, yeah. And
they've
you
got
know,
bed bugs.
That's it. And that's what I love about blogs is that even though they may be sponsored by certain brands or whatever, the brands take the risk of their truths being told, you know, which makes it amazing because
I resonate with an honest brand more than I resonate with a brand that tells me everything is perfect and then I get a shit service.
Yeah, well, but that's why blogs are so amazing.
Yeah.
Because you're following real people who are taking real pictures, not the ones that are photoshopped in the magazine.
Yeah.
You know.
Although they doctor the pictures themselves.
They do. Yeah. But I mean,
it has to be pretty. You got to put a filter on it.
The filter will not hide the pella on the wall how grungy it is in looks wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, you know, not to sleep in a hotel with, or in a place with that doesn't have white sheets, right?
Yeah, no. What are you doing? Gray sheets. What is this?
Let's hope because...
Hey, red sheets. No, we can't do that.
You don't know what they're disguising. But I mean, it's things like that. So, you know, Average South African for me is one that I found absolutely amazing. There's a lot of upcoming young people that are doing things that have a real voice, you know, that have a really authentic voice.
Yeah.
And that are celebrating things that are not necessarily celebrated.
Okay.
Bai Malitsatsi is one. She celebrates the African woman, you know, and our African print, which is not really celebrated.
You know.
And I know there's a huge story about where dukes come from, and we're not going to get into that right now.
I don't know that story. Let's leave it for another time.
Well, they're not necessarily African. They were not introduced as, because you know now it's like a, we as Africans use this whole African movement. Yeah, it's about siyahlonipha, which is respecting,
and
that's how as a woman. It actually didn't start like that. It started off as a maid's uniform and whatever. It goes all the way back, and but also it's got more benefits than just being a respectful thing for us Black women. It also acts as a protective agent for our hair.
Yes,
you know, so it has many benefits. But let's not lie to ourselves to where it came from.
Yeah.
It didn't initially start off as a sign of respect. That's not what it is. Can we just read and do our research and before we start telling people lies?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But it's great now that it's a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
And that we're really taking our things and making them cool. I always think that's great. Yeah, yeah. You know, when you really can. Yeah, yeah. So now,
do you think there's a future for you know, these old school companies like mining companies and things like that, because it seems that everything there'll always be a future for those things. Right. But is there a future for employment in those industries? Because it seems automation has taken over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing within the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Tesla released a self-driving car. Mm-hmm. I mean, all its cars have the self-driving feature.
Yeah.
And it's got autonomy level 4 or something like that, which means that you don't really have to interfere, especially on short distances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you punch in where you're going, the car does its thing, it parks itself. You can open up your laptop.
Doesn't that feel like you were already going to be able to do that in like the year 3000?
I didn't think I'd be alive to see it.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, you watch all these things. And you
like
you,
the Jeffersons and they're flying.
Yeah, like the Jeffersons and they're flying cars. Only to see that there are prototypes of these things already that work right now, you know. So seeing these things is incredible. But now I don't have a need for a chauffeur.
Yeah.
You know, Whereas,
so there goes that job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There goes Uber. All the Uber drivers. Listen.
It's going to be some time before that happens. How many people can afford a Tesla right now? Or in the near future?
The Tesla, funny enough,
is very affordable.
Yussy.
I get that. Because you can get the performance out of a Bugatti out of that latest.
It's the Bugatti.
That's
the car. Bugatti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah, but I mean, it performs better. The Tesla Roadster.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it performs better than a Bugatti.
Yeah.
In every respect. And it's $2.8 million cheaper.
Okay, there we go. I get that, but I mean...
And if people are buying Bugattis, hell, what was a Tesla?
I think Uber still has some time.
You think so?
Yeah, it's still got some time.
Okay.
People that are dying off, you know, the private cab industry?
Yeah.
That is
because those guys are idiots and they kill people.
Well, and they're super expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
But do I think that autonomy...
Digital
is taking over? Yes, it is. But not as...
Will I have a job?
When? The question is when.
In the next 10, 20 years.
What are you doing?
I'm like a miner, bro.
Maybe not. People need to start rethinking everything.
Yeah. So.
I mean, look.
Industry's changing, right?
When last did you walk into a bank?
I don't.
Because you bank with
F&B. Yeah.
I get
maybe,
that.
But I don't know. Yo, the last time I had to walk into a bank was maybe 10 years ago.
Wow. That's amazing. Anyway, so let me tell you what banks look like right now.
But I go to ATMs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what banks look like right now.
Yeah.
Banks had more tellers than any other kind of
personnel
inside,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you find that there are more of these, I forget what they call them, the relationship people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you find like 10 of them.
Account opening.
Yeah, the account opening people,
yeah.
Whatever they are. You find that there's 10 of them and only 5
tellers.
Or 3 tellers.
Yeah.
You know, there's more computers in a bank right now.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you, people are not going into a bank to deposit money anymore. They're not, all of those things. Who ever thought that in the year 2018, there'd be less tellers? I mean, that was one of the big jobs in the
banks.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know,
definitely. My mom worked at a bank, so I'm quite familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd be, you know, maybe follow in the, you know, not really be a teller, but, you know, that's the way you start. You start as a teller and you work your way up,
yeah.
Next thing, you're in securities. Next thing... You're, you know, the CEO of Revolution Bank.
Yeah, of course.
After 40, 50 years, you know.
Maybe 80. But I mean, it's, who ever thought that in 2018 we would have far less tellers and so many branches would be closing down and
you
would be getting your statement from the ATM
or from
that weird machine that's inside.
Yeah.
You'd be doing internet banking and telephone banking and all of that. You know, this is why we need to rethink our careers.
Yeah.
This is why we need to teach our kids to think ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't tell you what time frame you have.
This is what I want to try and get at then. The education is completely wrong then.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
And another thing, I think people think that the time frames that they have are
forever.
Long. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to take at least another 50 years for this thing to happen.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something, guys. Once upon a time, people thought that IP addresses were never going to run out until the IP version 4 ran out completely. And then they had to create IP version 6, right? Which is hexadecimal nonsense. You know, but essentially it gives billions and billions more options for IP addresses.
Yeah.
Because now almost everything has an IP address. Mm-hmm. Nike has sneakers that have IP addresses that connect to the internet that track your steps and the freaking G forces and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you get IP addresses on fridges, telephones in the house. TVs have IP addresses.
And those
addresses.
Are all slowly becoming necessities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd think that they're luxuries and why would I ever need that?
Yes.
Until you want to run and...
And you don't have your internet connected shoes on.
Well, no.
Oh.
But you want to look at your progress.
Yes.
For one, you know.
Yeah, because it keeps you motivated.
But that's
I mean, if I run, I want to know that I did better than I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why am I doing it?
Exactly.
You know, well, other than health. But health is useless. I just want to be competitive. Hey. But yeah, So let's go back to curve loving. I'm really interested in this body positivity movement. Is it just like an underhanded or not even underhanded? Is it a cover for saying it's okay, just be fat?
No. And that's where the danger lies. And I love where the world is going with this body positivity movement, right? Because we're seeing more fat girls in the media.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's bad to call them fat girls.
Why?
I don't know.
Fat is just a descriptive word. You are not fat, you have fat.
Yeah, look.
Like, no, look.
It's like calling midgets midgets. I don't know what they call them these days.
Okay, so plus size, I promise you, in a couple of years to come, plus size is going to be as derogatory as fat.
You think so?
Yes, because already in the US, that's a movement.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. Drop the plus. It's called drop the plus.
So what must we call them? Size?
Girls. You must call them women.
There's slenders.
But that's the thing, Guti. You know, in life, you're always going to have to be descriptive.
Yeah.
And I have found that, so I can take the word fat now. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
I've taken the power away for the word, for me.
Yes.
But I know not to call other people fat or to describe them as fat.
Okay,
because I get where it stems from.
Yeah.
You know, kids are mean, and that's where it starts, you know.
Yes.
When you're the fat kid,
yes,
you're not, you yes. know. But I've also had I also have a sister who was the tiniest person who hates the word slender.
Yeah,
you know that.
So
for her is
women
as bad
hate
as
being
fat.
Described. Hey, maybe this is a thing. If you hate being called slender when you're slender, and you hate being called fat when you're fat, then what must we call you?
Well, like, I guess it stops from being a descriptive word. To
next thing, you're gonna hate being called black when you're black.
No,
people, oh, no, don't call me black, Jana.
Yeah, well, it's getting there.
Yeah, like it's ridiculous.
I mean, people are non-binary now. They don't want to be called girls
or
boys.
Yeah, there was a book launch I went to for Misbehave, my label supporting. She wrote that book. And all these people were talking about non-binary. Yeah.
Because it's offensive to actually call someone by what their gender is.
He or she, yeah. And I was like, what is
so this? That's where we're going now. So I think we need to be extra careful. But to each his own, you know.
No, some things are rubbish.
Back to my point. Leave other children, please, okay. to embrace what they
want. Their non-binariness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so as much as I love the plus size movement and where it's going, there's a danger in it.
Yeah.
Because I personally think the moment you are not able to walk up a flight of stairs, or you are not able to carry your own weight, you have
a problem. You're obese.
You know what I mean?
You're
because
die.
At the end of the day, you're gonna die, and sooner than you should. It's obesity is just as bad as anorexia.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can we get the right message across? You know, be happy in yourself. Be happy with who you are.
Yeah.
But being happy with yourself is ensuring that you can live a long life too.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
So if, because also people tend to misinterpret what the gym is there for.
Yes.
You know.
Yes,
the gym is not there for you to lose weight.
Yeah.
The gym is there for you to be healthy.
Yeah.
And if you lose weight, it is a result of being healthy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
Don't make losing weight the objective. Make being healthy the objective. And if you lose weight as a result of being happy, I mean, of being whatever, then that's on you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So can we just get it right? Because there's a danger. There's an absolute danger.
I completely hear you, and I agree. Yeah.
So yeah, guys, all it is, just getting back to my point, all it is you need to make the right decision for yourself.
See for yourself. Lose weight, go to gym, don't lose weight, whatever.
Yeah, just make sure you're happy with yourself. The bottom line is that you have to be happy with you.
So do you think that the digital era is changing sexuality as well?
Yeah.
How so?
In a lot of ways.
Like what?
No. People are just open to what's out there now. We understand. And we're open to other people's thoughts. So now you take time to sit down and you go, actually...
Yeah.
What do I think on the situation?
Sure.
And you start then discovering things about yourself.
Yeah.
So people are taking the time to get to know them. Hopefully, this is what they're doing, and not just taking what other people are doing and making it their own.
Okay, which is most probably human nature.
Well, I get that, but I mean, just come back to yourself, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think then people will start like having sex with robots? Well, I guess yeah.
Yeah, people have started doing that. Yeah. Do you know the guy that fell in love with Siri?
Yes,
this is why Siri doesn't say I love you back now.
Yeah,
I knew Siri before when you used to say, hi, Siri, I've missed you. And she'd tell you she misses you back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she'd swear and she was human. And that's why that guy fell in love with her, because she was too human. And now when you say, hi, Siri, I love you, she goes, well, that's none of my business, or something or other, you know.
Siri's fun.
Yeah, no, she's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So the digital era is changing sex.
Yeah.
It's changing work.
Yes.
It's changing family relationships.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you sit in a house that's got Wi-Fi, nobody's talking to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Even at dinner.
Mm.
Do people still do, like, dinner tables?
Yeah.
Outside of, like, Shabbat dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does your family do it?
No, not necessarily. But my mom still loves it when we all sit down, and she insists that no one touches their phone. And so we've moved from the dinner table to the couches or whatever. But she wants to, you know, she's a engaged.
She wants to preserve.
She loves speaking to her kids.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it's about, even if it's not so tell me what your pet peeve was today. It's not necessarily that, but just the conversation around. What? It's not around the table now. It's around the what?
The lounge.
Yeah, around the chairs.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mom absolutely loves it. We don't do it as much as we used to, but when we do it right. We still play cards at my house, like Uno.
That's cool. So I'm a boss games at, like, board games and cards.
Really?
I'm a king. I'm a god.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm a 30-second god. Like, I dare anybody. Anybody.
We should do a 30 seconds challenge.
Yeah, look, 30 seconds. You can test me now. Boom. 30 I got it. Look, I just got 5 answers.
Oh, wow.
In like 3 seconds. Mm. You didn't even hear it. I'm like a ninja. In any case, tell me, do you find your style from online magazines?
Yeah.
I know you mentioned that when you started blogging, you are only finding international blogs that resonated with you.
Yeah. Look, as a big girl, in this country, there were only a few places that sold clothes that fit me.
Me ladies.
Yeah. But all those stores were stores for older people.
Yeah.
You know, so you'd have to buy those clothes and either tailor them or find a nice way to wear them. It's the worst thing.
Sure.
When you don't fit into a 15 to 16 something.
Yes.
And then you have to walk over to the other side where nothing is flattering or nothing is
everything makes you look like an old granny.
Yeah, or a tent.
Yeah.
You know. And people tend to treat you like Wena, you must cover up, you know, when you're big.
Yes.
People are so like, it's like, no, why? Are you not telling the skinny girl to cover up? You're telling me to cover up, you know. So it was around that time. So the States, obviously, who is always ahead with their trends.
Or just the internet.
Yeah. had already started posting big girls in and how you could wear certain things. And, you know, so that's the biggest reason why I followed. To look my age.
What was your favorite one?
A girl with curves.
Girl with curves.
Tanisha.
Is that still around?
Yassi, she's big now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean in size. Like, no, like she's...
Oh, okay.
God.
Look.
No, like she's made a great name for herself.
Okay.
Gabby Fresh is one.
Is that the chick from Precious?
No, that's Gabrielle Sidibe. No, isn't her surname just Sidibe?
I don't know.
They go Sidibe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm South African. It's Sidibe. Yeah.
Okay. It's Gabrielle.
It's Gabrielle.
Yeah. Oh, so Gabby Fresh, what's her blog called?
GabbyFresh.com.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Mm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And they've been around since you were a teenager?
No. They're my age.
Oh, okay.
Roundabout. So okay.
So as a teen with
I just my mom
was there
me.
Nothing. Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the kid who it's great that my mom had great fashion sense. I didn't look like the little Andy.
Yes,
like
yes,
I didn't look like yes. a small mother.
Now do you think perhaps that this movement of plus size blogs and things like that is creating an obese society?
No, that's dangerous.
It's okay. Just answer the question.
That's not their intention. In the same way, it's you know what it's like, Ned? It's like how when you see runway models and everyone wants to look like a runway model, they are promoting obesity because at the end of the day, those girls live on a gummy, like a jelly bean and...
Coffee.
And cigarettes. Yeah.
And cocaine.
You know what I mean? But they are not explicitly saying, don't eat
food.
But they are hangers for clothes, and then girls want to aspire to be hangers for clothes.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, which is why I'm saying...
So, indirectly...
You
know, it will create a...
Which is why it's so great to see the girls who have made it, who are making it big in this industry, to actually see them exercise and see them certain things. I think it's very important for us to show our young girls that that's part of the process. You don't just eat your way into... I mean, I've had a couple of people say to me, how do I gain weight? Because you look so good. You know? And I found that was a dangerous question because... Yeah. Hey, you can't be wanting to gain weight because you think that's
you
the
look
only
good
thing.
With some meat on them bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why my message is embrace who you are, whatever that is.
Yes.
Because if you try and be someone else, what a waste of a person. It's a cliche, but really it's the truth.
Yeah, but cliche is a cliche for a reason.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Food blogs, once again, I want to go back to average South African. Now... Has she done everything in South Africa? I mean, I can only imagine that South Africa is so small. Does she only focus on South Africa?
No, she's the average South African doing things in the world.
Oh,
as an average South African, this is how we live. So she travels both national and internationally.
Okay.
So it's great to see what, as an average South African, you can do. Because we also tend to think that certain things are so far beyond our
only
reach.
For the rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And she breaks things down for you and she shows you how to save your buck wherever you are.
Yes.
Have you seen the number of South Africans that are traveling to Thailand now?
Yeah.
It's almost as cheap as going to Durban.
You know, I always thought it's like trafficking or...
No. It's just
drug muling or something.
It's just within reach. Listen, I did Europe for a month. For under 30k, that's including my flights.
Ways.
Yes, I did.
You were in Europe for a month.
Yeah, for under 30k.
Wow.
A full month.
Wow, no, that's
and
fantastic.
Nice places. Like I was in Lille in France.
Yeah.
I was in Paris. I was in Spain.
Wow.
Barcelona, as they call it.
Whatever. Things gotta see.
It's and you had to say,
hey,
gracias.
Gracias. Imagine this. Yes.
You had to have a lisp.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did Amsterdam. I did all of that was all in 1 month, you know, and it was absolutely amazing. Traveling is not as expensive as everyone makes it out to be.
Did you go through a travel agent?
No. I planned everything myself.
And you did it online. Once again, another industry killed by a computer.
Yes. I did it all online.
Yeah.
And it helps that I have friends overseas, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
And Airbnb.
Look at that. Airbnb has totally blown a lot of people out of the water. And
once
that's
again,
all,
an online business.
And that's it. And but you see, what's so great about Airbnb is that you get real reviews, you know?
Yes,
People are not afraid to write, do not book this person because he got there 2 hours after I 100%. Arrived.
100%. Yeah.
Things like that are great because you want to hear the truth. Mm. You want to hear the experience that people had. Because at the end of the day, you are paying for the service and you deserve the best. We don't want pictures where, yo, the kettle is a Russell Hobbs and then you get there and then...
Yeah, and there's no kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so...
So we're in trouble.
No.
If you're not doing things online, you're in trouble.
Yeah, if you put it that way.
Yeah, no, you're in trouble.
I mean, listen, right now you are listening to Cliff Central.
Online.
Online.
Yeah, yeah. There's this, you know, speaking of online radios, there's...
And you're going to download the podcast and you're going to rewind it. Online. That's the beauty of digital. That's even absolutely television. Amazing. Even television.
What's this, Netflix?
Mm.
I love Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Although sometimes they play really old stuff.
Well.
You know. Well, or
you pick a struggle.
Yeah.
Look.
I dig it. And Hulu. Do you use any other streaming service outside of Apple Music? Have you tried Showmax?
I haven't tried Showmax, no.
There's this new one now, Get Black.
I haven't tried that. The Salsi thing.
Do you think these things are going to kill DSTV?
Yes. Not... And like I'm saying, it's not going to be a gradual thing.
Yeah.
So DSTV, MultiChoice still has time, but they must, if they don't wake up.
If they don't change their
but
their
they've started
model.
Streaming.
What are the,
they're streaming on DSTV Showmax. Now. No, DSTV now, you can watch the shows online.
Okay.
When you're on premium.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that all these companies need to start looking ahead and moving with the times. Otherwise, they're going to fall flat.
You know?
And they're all starting to... Well, the big guys are starting to do it because they are seeing that they are going to be
SABC.
In trouble. Well, hey.
SABC sleeping. I don't know what's going on. Guys.
Let's give them...
You've been trying to do a digital migration for the past 30 years. What's happening?
Yeah.
Hey. All right, so Malitsatsi, you were saying, buy Malitsatsi with the Dukes and African Prince.
Yeah.
What else does she do on the blog? Because, once again, there's only so much you can say about
I love,
Dukes.
And you're in February. February.
February.
Anyway, she did a love series. That was absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Where she was celebrating black love. But not just black love, but just real relationships. And
yes,
she did a series on real people.
Okay.
I like how we don't call celebrities real people. It's weird, ne?
No, because they're not. They're celebrities. There's a difference.
Anyway, so she did an insert on randoms. Like people that you could really just walk into in the street. And they all were telling their love stories, like how they met and what makes it work for them and what Valentine's means to them and how they celebrate and whatever. And it was really quite cool.
So digital hasn't killed love?
Digital has killed the way we look at relationships. Maybe not love.
Has it maybe illuminated?
Yeah, I think it's illuminated.
You know the
people
old saying
have
that
choice
says,
now.
When you've got money, it doesn't change you. It rather reveals the character that's been hidden by poverty.
Yeah.
that's the line, isn't it?
I've never heard it. I've never heard that version, but okay.
It just reveals the character that's been jailed by poverty. That's
it's
all,
like how
that's
that line that says, you are not ugly. You just
broke. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's amazing how when you get money, you're all of a sudden, you got so much sauce.
It's like, you know, these skin creams or whatever.
Yeah.
You stop using Vaseline and start using Neutrogena.
Hey, Baba.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, it has, I think it's just illuminated what people...
Yes.
Associate with relationships and love. And it goes back to that whole thing that people who, when you grew up, like I've said before, when you grow up, you have access to the people you are in school with.
Sure.
That live in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Which is a handful of people. And those people become high school sweethearts and are married. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, when they're like a certain age, then he sees another girl and he's like, yo, but where have you been?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, you open up social media, there's nothing you do not see.
Lord.
You can talk to someone in America
Lord.
Who will come and visit you in, oh my gosh, Africa.
Find people from Somalia.
Yeah, I mean, that was the hashtag, you know, and that was a real thing. And now you've got access to those people because then people go, oh, let me post myself, then you know that's that person. And if you're attracted to them, you're obviously going to slide in the DMs.
Yes,
next
definitely.
Thing you know, you're speaking to someone across the country. So you've opened up your
dating
your,
pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're dating a Somalian girl.
Yeah.
Who
you never
is going to blow your mind because you don't know any of their traditions and cultures, and everything to you is such a breath of fresh air.
Sure.
You know, and you've opened yourself up to now, oh my goodness. You know, it's like when Joburg guys date Lali girls.
Yeah.
Yo, you're as a Joburg girl, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because this girl is going to bring your guy his beggar on a tray.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And she's going to kneel.
Nice things.
And she's going to kneel and she's going to go, "Aw baba, ibega yakho."
Yeah.
And then this girl is doing nothing out of the ordinary for her.
It's just, normal.
It's just this is how you give a guy food.
But then in Johannesburg, it's oppression.
Yeah, that's the
patriarchy
thing.
Patriarchy must fall.
Yeah.
Hashtag patriarchy feminism. Hey, guys,
so, I mean,
feminism,
it's stuff like
know.
That. When you're not, open to what other cultures are doing, when it happens to you, then it's special treatment.
Yeah.
I've got this friend that calls all men by king.
Yep.
What she does to men when she says that breaks them down.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen it happen that fast. She goes,
"Hi,
king." Yeah, and I'm like, yay. And then Tando goes, "Hey, yo, what's up?"
Yeah, I know. I'm going with this lady that just called me king, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, lady, what would you like today?
Yeah, so digital is exposing those things as well, and very quickly, because now you're able to then say, oh, okay, the culture here is this, and it's important for when you travel.
Yes. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where e-data is at a reasonable price range?
I hope so.
Because
it is in other countries. It's just data is just a South African problem.
Is that just a South African problem?
I think so.
Okay. Because no ways we're getting raped.
Yeah, hard.
Now, let's just quickly just go back to schooling with the little time that we have left.
Yeah.
Why are schools not focusing on providing internet connection for their kids? I think more than just, you know, these Bunsen burners in school.
Hey, you are old.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they still have Bunsen burners?
I think, well, yeah.
They should.
You kind of still need them.
Yeah. They still should, you know, have some
But
Bunsen
you know,
burners.
Now people don't even study science anymore. They study NS. So I don't even know if they have Bunsen burners, actually.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they don't have internet.
Yeah.
Why are you giving them all this other useless nonsense?
Because people are not thinking ahead. People are not thinking that these kids with a Bunsen burner are not going to have a Bunsen burner job at the end of their school career.
But these are the people that are supposedly the most educated, the people that are supposed to be the best at critical
that
thinking.
That means absolutely
and
nothing.
The way we operate in this South Africa that we love so dearly. But yet, it's a simple human need.
That look, you having a PhD means absolutely nothing when you don't know how to use it.
Okay.
When you don't know how to think.
Yeah.
When you don't know how to apply it. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, then you've got a degree. You can study.
Okay.
You are so good at studying and passing those papers.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with the knowledge?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So you get kids who are book smart. You are training book smart kids.
Yeah. But does book smart mean you can't think?
Well, not necessarily. But when you've been trained for so long on how to think and how to solve certain things, when new problems arise, with where you don't, because now, why are you learning the long times table or whatever when every school, when we were at school, calculators were not allowed.
Yeah, they were not allowed. Yeah.
And now it's a thing.
Yeah. You could only start using calculators from like standard 8.
Yeah, you had to use BODMAS, Papa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But now those things are readily available. Kids are studying using iPads. An iPad has a calculator. Don't fool yourself into thinking that kid is not going to use the calculator that is on that iPad during a maths exam.
Yes.
So we need a new way of thinking. Otherwise, we're going to get left behind. It's very dangerous.
Sure.
And like I said, it's going to be gradual, but the change is going to happen. And with certain industries, it's going to happen faster than others. And that's why you need to be careful, because if you get into the wrong industry at the wrong time, you are going to be screwed.
So moral of the story, get into digital.
Yeah, start thinking about it. Start thinking about how it affects you in a real way.
Yeah.
In a very real way.
Percentage-wise, in your life, how much does digital play a role? Do you still buy CDs?
I love CDs.
Do you still buy CDs?
Yeah, I bought a CD like 3 months ago. No. Oh. Like last year.
Okay.
I just like the feel of it. Like I still have the...
You're old school.
Yeah. But I mean, all my music
is... Do you watch TV on a TV, or do you connect your laptop to a monitor that's the size of a TV and then...
That's exactly what the second one.
Okay.
The latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get your news? Do you read newspapers?
No. I've never read newspapers.
Okay. Magazines? Do you buy magazines?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Everything I do is online.
Okay. Okay. So... 90% of your life is online.
Yeah.
And can we find you online? Nuru Tando Nkosi.
Yes, it's at All Things Tando.
Yeah, listen.
It's always so dangerous.
Why is that?
Guys,
dangerous?
I'm afraid of DMs, okay? Just
send Nuru Tando DM, guys.
People.
Hey?
Yeah.
People are doing what?
It's scary.
No ways. It's the best. In any case, Nuru Tando Nkosi, it's our time. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday once again. Hope you have an awesome, awesome day.
It's going to be fantastic. It already is fantastic. I think, you know, today is a really good day. I was born. Thank you to my mother for not...
Wow, no, let's not go there.
For not giving up on me as a kid. You know, I was already... Yeah, but that's our time. My name is Andy Lekunene, half man, half amazing. Cool as ice and twice as nice. I ain't never had a bad day in my damn life, and it's my birthday!
And I am Nolu Tando Nkosi. Thank you so much for tuning in.
This is CliffCentral.com.